This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The day before the 75th anniversary of D-Day, those who took part in the invasion of the French coast have been honored in southern England. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Near where thousands of troops launched the invasion, it was an international celebration. World leaders marking the start of Europe's liberation from the Nazis. Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic in the war and said many thought D-Day's 60th anniversary commemoration might be the last one.
But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient.
An unusually personal note from the Queen, who said thank you to a crowd including several hundred World War II veterans. The number of D-Day vets is dwindling, and 94-year-old Donald Hitchcock says it's on each one to keep the memories going.
Let us live on, because we forget, we will not forget.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Top U.S. and Mexican officials are meeting in Washington about President Donald Trump's threatened 5% tariff on imported products from south of the border. Mr. Trump is demanding Mexico do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants headed towards the United States. In Ireland, the president said he doesn't think the tariffs will hurt American companies.
Mexico has to step up, and if they don't, tariffs will go on, and if they go high, the companies are going to move back into the United States. That's all. It's very simple.
Opposition Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the tariffs would hurt Americans.
Not to be punishing Mexico, because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Protest leaders in Sudan have rejected a proposal to negotiate with military generals, maintaining the call is insincere as security forces continue to target protesters in a violent crackdown that has killed at least 100 people this week. Sudanese Professional Association spokesman Mohamed Yusuf al-Mustafa said Wednesday a call by General Abdel Fattah Burhan is not serious, and those under him have killed the Sudanese and are still doing it. Burhan, the head of the ruling Transitional Military Council, said earlier Wednesday military leaders were ready to resume talks with protest leaders with no restrictions. Talks between the military and the opposition have ground to a halt amid deep differences over who should lead a 3-year transition to democracy. Activists marking World Environment Day are calling for action to tackle air pollution, which researchers say kills millions of people every year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization considers air pollution the world's largest single environmental health risk, killing about 7 million people every year. Millions more suffer long-term health problems such as asthma, stroke, lung cancer, and heart disease. The World Bank estimates the global economic cost of breathing in dirty air at more than $5 trillion every year. Executive Secretary of the UN Economic Commission for Europe, Olga Algayarova, calls the human and economic costs arising from air pollution staggering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As social media companies face mounting criticism that their platforms foster extremism, YouTube is tightening its hate speech policies. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
YouTube says they're changing their hate speech policies. They're going to prohibit more kinds of videos, including those with white supremacist and neo-Nazi content. They're also removing videos that deny certain events took place, like the Holocaust or the Sandy Hook school shooting. The company says they're prohibiting videos that allege any group is superior to justify discrimination, segregation, or exclusion. They'll be prohibiting videos that promote violence or hatred. Thousands of videos will be removed under the new rules. YouTube says the new policies will take effect immediately. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street's major indexes rose on Wednesday as investors bet on a Federal Reserve interest rate cut after weak private sector jobs data, and hopes grew that the United States and Mexico would reach an agreement to avoid tariffs. The Dow was up by 0.82%, the S&P gained 0.82%, the NASDAQ rose by 0.64%. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.